Okay? Okay, Tana Rabbanan, in the middle of Chavav on the base, towards the bottom, two-thirds of the way down. Tana Rabbanan, Hayose Bebega Karua Lefei HaMeis, Hareza Gozal HaMeisim Esachayim. If somebody goes out with an already torn beged in front of a mace, he is stealing the mesim and the chayim. What does that mean, that he's stealing the mesim and the chayim? So Rashi quotes that he's stealing the chayim because he's violating Geneva's das. That people think that he tore for this mace, and they're going to see him with ripped beged, and he didn't tear for this mace. So he's being over Geneva's das, he's stealing their thoughts regarding the chayim. What about the mesim? How could you be stealing the, that's Rashi. Shemara lohan shekara al hames. What about stealing the mesim? What are you doing there? You're not stealing anything from the mesim here. So Chiddush Iran says, what does it mean, stealing the mesim? Mevatel kavodam. Bittel kavod of the mace is itself a stealing their, is considered stealing from them. The Rambam, when he quotes this, quotes both ideas. Gonev da'as habrios v'zilzol b'kvod ha'chayim mi'hameisim. That's what he quotes. And the Ran continues and quotes the Evel Rabasi, where he says, chamur gezel ha'meis mi'gezel ha'chay. And it's even worse, the negative aspects that you're doing to the mace is even worse. She'gozel ha'chay yachol ha'faiso u'lachzer gzeilaso. When somebody steals from somebody who's alive, you can return. You can be a piece of him, and you can be maxed with exela. Uve moso eno yachol. But after a person dies, if you try to steal from that, if you steal from them, then you can't pay back at all. So by being mavato, the covet of the mace, there's nothing to do. Then he quotes the opposite and the positive. Kayotzibo hamachabed is yoldav b'moson mishubach b'misha b'chadin b'chayehem. Says the Ran, if somebody does kibud avaim after his parents pass away, it's even greater than when they're still alive. Because when they're alive, you might be being mechabi them because you're scared of them. But if it's afterwards and it's sort of l'shem shemayim, one knows that he's not getting anything in return. So therefore, the Ran says that's on a higher level. So it's worse when it's gezela, and it's better when it's kavod. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Ha'omer l'chaver hashilani chalukach. Somebody says to his friend, "Can I please borrow your shirt?" Ve'elach v'avakar za'aba shuchol. I want to go visit my father who's very, very sick. Can I borrow your shirt? V'halach u'bat ha'shemeis. And he goes and the father dies. So koreya u'ma'ache. He's allowed to rip his friend's shirt that he's wearing and then sew it back up. Why is he allowed to rip? Because the understanding was, if a person said, you know, kabar your shirt, I'm going to visit my very sick father, that the real owner was giving his askama and saying, okay, fine, I understand, and I realize that you might rip it. Similar to with this Gemara Bava Kama that talks about Korai's Ksusi. Somebody says to somebody, you're allowed to give permission to somebody else to rip your shirt. You can't give somebody else permission to wound you, because wounding is an Aveira. But to rip your shirt, you're allowed to give somebody permission. But uma'acho, you're allowed to sew it back up afterwards. Asks the Rush, why are you allowed to sew it back up? You tore for a father. You're never allowed to sew it back up. So once he gave you reshus, you're not allowed to sew it back up. Therefore, the Rush says, Yoser Ra'ui, he doesn't say change the girsa. He says it's better, I think the girsa should be Vavaker es Achi, my brother. Because a brother's kriya is allowed to be stitched up. So he likes the girsa better of I want to go visit my brother, and then it can be stitched up. But the Ran, when he quotes this, the Ran does not quote the question, but he just quotes an answer. He says, "Koreo ma'ach, you let us stitch it up because l'fishlo nasan lo reshus el ala kriya. It must be that he only gave him reshus. The real owner only gave him reshus on the kriya. Kadesh lo yizbayish abebeso. So he's not sitting in the house with the niftar, and everybody else will be tearing kriya, and he won't. And everybody will be wondering why isn't he tearing kriya? Avaloigni ala gamre. He didn't give it to totally. That it shouldn't be ma'ach. It shouldn't be stitched." Up. So the Ran says, argues with the Rush. He says, you could be Mekayim the Girsa, and it's just that the understanding was, he didn't give him Rishus to tear it without stitching it back up. Ukishayavo Labeso, so he rips it, he stitches it back up, and when he comes home, Machzulo Chaluko, he has to return the shirt, Vinosin lo Demekiro, and he has to pay for the difference between a stitched and a non-stitched on ripped shirt. He has to pay the difference. Again, the Ritva says, because that was the understanding here. I'll allow you to rip it, but you have to pay the difference. I'm not allowing you to get away with it. But therefore, you have to pay. If he said explicitly, you know, you can rip it, then you don't have to pay for it, okay. But without that, that is the understand. Vim loho dio, and if he didn't tell him anything, he just goes and says, can I borrow your shirt? And he says, yeah. He didn't tell him anything about his sick father. So then, Ari Zeluigabo, so then, the person is not allowed to touch the shirt at all. He can't touch it. Right? Because then it would be probably just ripping somebody else's shirt. Interesting that we showed him discuss here, and it's in the Shulchan Aruch. What happens if you tear a ripped shirt for Kriya? Tear a stolen shirt. Are you Yotze Yidei Kriya? Are you Yotze Yidei Kriya for tearing a stolen shirt? So we know the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos that if you tear a shirt on Shabbos, that's a mitzvah above Avera, but you still Yotze Yidei Kriya. You violate Avera, but Yotze Yidei Kriya. What about a stolen shirt? Says the Shulchan Aruch, no. Shulchan Aruch, Shin Mem Sif Chavtes. HaKareya B'chala Gazel Lo Yotze Yidei Kriya. You tear a stolen shirt, you're not Yotze. Says the Shach, why? Delo dummy lakar b'Shabbos. It's not like tearing a shirt on Shabbos. She guf ha'cholak eina aveira. There, there's no chefse shal aveira. You did an aveira. The tearing was the aveira. So that's the problem. Aval bisha ha'maisa shasu aveira. Aval hacha guf ha'cholak aveira. Like the Yerushalmi says, for mitzvah bab aveira, you need a chefse shal aveira. You need a lulav ha'gazel. Here you have a stolen shirt. So a stolen shirt, you cannot be Yotze your mitzvah of kriya. And therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch, it's a mishin mem, don't compare a stolen shirt to tearing on Shabbos. The Mishnah Mishnah Balacha says he just has the suffix. He goes, what about a shirt of shatness? Yotzi de kriya with shatness. So he thinks maybe it's like the Yerushalmi. Maybe it's like the case of Gazel. Because it's also a chefse shal aveira. So that's, but he didn't, but some Mishnah say you have to do the aveira in order to allow you to do the mitzvah. So maybe shatness would be different than stealing. But that's his addition to the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, let's continue. Tan Rabbanan. Somebody who's sick in bed and he lost a relative. Ein modia noso shemeis. We don't tell that person that his relative died. Shemati tariv died to olav. Because maybe he'll have tir fadas, maybe he'll get sicker. We're not allowed to do anything to cause the chola. Obviously, we're talking about a serious chola here. We're not talking about somebody who just has a cold. A serious chola here, and we're worried about his health. So if we withhold information from him. Right? This has to do with the large sugya of truth telling to patients. Truth telling to patients, not just that most of the time that issue is about telling them about their specific condition. But it also has to do with any information. So it's up to the family and the doctors to figure out what the best information to be given to the patient, what they can handle without it affecting their health. So one does not tell them because Shemati Tirov Daito Alof. The Ron here quotes to Deos, what about can you bring a raya from here for a healthy person? Let's say you know somebody's relative died and they don't know yet. Is there a chiyah for you to tell them that their relative died? Can you invite them to a simcha? They don't know their relative died. Are you allowed to invite them? So the Ron quotes his Gemara. What does our Gemara say? Don't tell the chola because you might affect his health. So the Ron says, Mikacha Shaminon. So it sounds like mashma that to a healthy person you have to say. Because only here it says, chola you're not allowed to say. Mikacha Shaminon de la bari chayav lahodiyo. She'in manichano so laver biyadaim al mitzvah losa se shiva avel. Because you're allowing them to violate the Isurim of Avelus. So maybe from here you have a chiyav to tell them. But then he says, V'yesh dochen, maybe not. Maybe for a chola, the chiddush is here, no chola dafka, because it's sakana. Everybody else you can, so rishus, not a chiyuv, but you can. So therefore, he says, nirad that you should tell them, but is there a chiyuv or not? He's not sure whether you could prove it from this Gemara. So as the Gemara says, a chola that a relative died, you don't tell them, because shemati terev daito. V'imakarim b'fanav, but we don't tear kriya in front of them, also because we don't want them to know, and that would cause them greater emotional stress. U'meshaskin es anashim b'fanav, and we don't allow the women, the wailers, to sing in front of them. U'mekarim l'katam b'nei agbas nefesh. And we, a katan is it does not have to tear kriya, he's a lav bar chiyuva, but we tear his shirt so that this agmas nefesh of others, that's how Rashi explains it. Rashi earlier we had on Daf Yudalad Amabez says we tear for a katan because of the agmas nefesh of those around, because those around are more affected by a katan tearing kriya. Related, we had a Gemara in Mesechas Tainis where the Gemara by Echonia Mahaga, where it talks about trying to get people to get the greatest rabbis to daven for rain. So one of them, they always sent children to. One of them sent children to in order to get him very emotionally involved. They talked to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Look, the kids think that I'm in control. I don't have any rain. I can't do it. So whenever children are affected by tsaris, there's greater agmas nefesh. So to hear Makaron Lakata. The Korad al Chamav v'al Chamoso, Mipnei Kavod Ishto. Person tears for his in-laws because of the covet of his wife. We had this earlier. The the idea of tearing kriya and avelos for another relative who is sitting shiva or tearing kriya. We had the Rama that said that is not noig bisman hazeh. Bisman hazeh, that's just a minag matmihin, and we don't do any nihugim of avelos or kriya unless one is the actual avel. V'yamar of Papa Tana Bal Barabasi avel lo yaniach tinok b'tocheiko b'bnei shemeviol l'dei schok v'nimsa miskana al abrius. Final halacha, that is, an avel is not supposed to have a baby. It's not supposed to hold a young child, because that brings simcha and misgana itza ala brias. What does that mean? That's what one of the achronim say, because the people around will see him being sad, and then being happy, and then being sad, then being happy. They'll think he switches back and forth. Now it's the time for avelos. So that is the halacha. A person is not supposed to be focused on his very young children during avelos, because they bring simcha, and that's not the time for simcha. Two dots. The Mishnah had said earlier that we're not mavren al mitas akufos. And what did that mean? So it was machlokes pishonim. Let's go with a pshat of Rashi, and that is that when the people come to give the avel his first seuda, his seudas havra'ah, they do not sit on low chairs. The avel sits on a low bed, and the ones coming to visit sit on regular chairs. They don't sit on low chairs. Tadar Abadon. Haholech lebeisa avel. Somebody goes to be a shivakol. Im hayalimo gaspo. If he's very, very close with the avelim, he feels a special connection to them. Yavru al midas akufuyos. That he sits on low chairs also. V'im lav, yavru al midas akufos. And if not, that he sits on zakufos on standing up on straight up chairs. Rava Isra be Milsa, one time Rava was sitting Shiva, Olagabe Abba Bar Marsa to Abba Bar Minyomi, Abba Bar Masa, who is also known as Abba Bar Minyomi, goes to visit him. Rava Zakif. Rava, who is sitting Shiva, he stood the chair up, like meaning to sit on he was telling his guests to sit on the regular chair. Abba Bar Masa Kafi. Abba Bar Marsa, though, was kofa the chairs. He felt maybe he was very close to his Rebbe, his Rava. So Amar Rava says to him, Kama lesbi da toila hai serva me rabbanon. It's like you're lacking in das. You understand that the only libo gaspo, you're not supposed to do that. It's not such a covetic of answer. The Rachronim say, how could he say such a thing? It sounds chusvedic, but say he was trying to teach his Talmud a lesson, to realize, teach him the halacha, that unless you're a libo gaspo, which Rava felt that he was not, well, it's libo gaspo, you're not supposed to put the chair low down. Tana Rabbanan, haholich b'makom l'makom. If somebody is traveling and on the road, im yachol l'mayit ba'asaka ba'esko yamayit v'imlavi gagli mohem. If a person is on the road and he finds out, the Rush adds in two words, iru avel, he finds out that he's an avel as he's traveling, and it's very difficult for him to stop his business trip. It would be a huge hefsin meruba, Tosva says, b'davar ha'avid ka'amar, and therefore there are certain flexibilities which we give him, even though a regular avel has an iser malacha, just like we had at the beginning of the second parak. There are certain heterim of malacha by an avel for davar avid, so to hear. If he could just totally do very last, Rashi says, and not do any schora by himself, that's what he should try to do. And if not, he can do a little bit with others. He shouldn't do any himself, but along with the group, he can, with the chabura, Rashi says, he can do it. Tana Rabban. Me'emasai kofen asamitos. When do we turn over the beds? When do we turn over the beds? Meaning, what's the simple understanding of this line? The Tosafot Rush says that the just picks turning over the beds, but hu adim sharni huge avelos. Says Rush, this really means when does avelos start? Sharni huge avelos also. When does it start? Machlokas tanoim. Mishe yatzim ipesach beis. So divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says right when you carry the niftar out of the house. That's Rabbi Eliezer shita. Rabbi Yeshua omer mishiyisto magolel. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, Rabbi Stimas Agolel, after you bury the person, and you do Stimas Agolel. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos in a number of places in Shas, not here. What is Stimas Agolel? Does that mean the final putting the cover onto the Aron, or that's what Rashi says, or does it mean putting the Matseva on, putting a rock on top of the ground in order that everybody knows that there was an Aron, an Iftar buried here? That's Stimas Agolel. Does the Machlokas, when does Kfiyas Amita happen? And according to the Rosh, when does only Hugi Avelos happen? Big difficulty. Avelos, according to one Shita, happens when you leave the house. When you carry the Nifter house, that's when Avelos starts. Nobody holds that. Nobody holds when Avelos starts before Kvura. What's Rabbi Eliezer talking about? Mishiyasa mi Pesach Beiso. So what the Rosh says, who did Shani who gave Elus? So that's why this is one of Rav Salvechik, the Karen Ora here discusses it also, but this is one of Rav Salvechik's big rayas, that some halachos that we find in the Gemara are not nihugei avelus, are not nihukim of the avel themselves, but it's a din of the base avel, as we had yesterday. Ein omrim shmua be-base avel. It's not that an avel doesn't learn, but you don't learn in a base avel. Certain halachas she'ela shalom, the Aruch HaShulchan also had said, you don't say shalom to each other in the base avel. Forget the avel. Not that you don't say hello to the avel, but two other people don't say hello to each other in the base avel. Why? Because it didn't base avel. Certain nihugim, things to pick takes on the base avel. So that's what we're Salvechik said is being discussed here. Kfiyas Hamita is the Nihug Avelus that is a din of base avel. As we'll see, like four or five rayas on this Amud. You're going to be turned over the mitas that the avel's out sleeping on. Nothing to do with his sleeping and being uncomfortable. It's a din in the base avel. And if it's din in the base avel, so therefore it could start theoretically right when the Nifter leaves the house. It's not a din in the avel himself. That, of course, goes after Kvura. But that's the machlokas here. Rabbi Eliezer holds that even though nihuge of the avel starts later, but the din of base avel starts earlier. Mashaken, according to Rabbi Yeshua, no, they both start later. The din of base avel is connected, unless he rejects the whole idea. Maybe that's what Rabbi Yeshua is saying. Or he's just saying that they might go together. There are other rayas, as we get later on the Amud, to the idea of base avel. So we'd rather say that Rabbi Yeshua agrees fundamentally, but argues when it starts. When Rabbi Gabriel Zakin died, once he was carried out, Omer Lahem Rabbi Eliezer, Kafu Mitosechem, turn over your beds. And if so, why the Gemara pick that one? Kfias Amitas. There's so many Nihugi Avelos to pick. No, because that one specifically is a reflection of the idea of base Avel. So they carried out Rabbi Gabriel Zakin, Rabbi Eliezer says, turn over your beds. And after Stimas Agolo, Rabbi Eliezer says, turn over your beds. They said, We already did. Rabbi Eliezer already had told us earlier, turn over the beds. Taner Rabbanan, me'emas aizok finas amitas be'erev Shabbos b'na mincha ulamala. When do you make the beds? Again, kfiyas amitas is not done b'zman hazeh. We've noted a number of times. Shulchan Aruch says, because we don't have those kinds of beds that turn over. And also, we're worried about that the avodas kochavim will think that we're doing kishuf, we're doing some type of magic. So that's why we don't turn over the beds b'zman hazeh. We said the mirrors, covering the mirrors, is connected to turning over the beds. We've explained that before. So when do you turn the beds back upright before Shabbos? Because having the beds turned over on Shabbos is a davar shebefar hesya. It's a public display of avelus, which cannot happen on Shabbos. So before Shabbos, you turn the beds right side up. So when do you do that? From mincha and on. Meaning sometime in the afternoon. Tosfos here is a suffix. Which mincha are we talking about? Mincha gedola or mincha katana? Tosfos dibur maschil min mincha. So it's unclear. Either way, sometime earlier in the day. Omar Rabba bar Huna. Afal pikin in a yoshev alav. Al shetech shach. Even though you have the hat to turn over the beds earlier, but you can't sit on those beds until later. Meaning, everything to do with the avel starts before Shabbos. As we've said, it doesn't start a chatzos. When can an avel wash around? When does an avel change his torn shirt into a Shabbos shirt? Right before Shabbos. Half an hour before Shabbos. Whatever you need to get ready. What's the chiddush of this Gemara, though? Maybe the idea, according to Rav Salvechik's idea, maybe the din of base avel stops earlier. That's not a din of going all the way to Shabbos. Because what's the Gemara teaching me? So turn over the bed at the same time right before Shabbos. The answer is no. It's two separate ideas here. The idea of base avel might stop earlier before the idea that the nihugi avel will stop before Shabbos. Ula motzi Shabbos. And on motzi Shabbos, afal pi she'en l'leishev al yom echad chozer v'kofet. On motzi Shabbos, even though you only have one day left, meaning let's say the avel is going to get up Sunday morning, right? The seventh day is Sunday. Still, chozer v'kofet still turns over the beds. Ask to be shown him. What do you mean? Don't we say on the seventh day, Mixos Yom Kakulo? So why do you have to turn over the beds? Right after Shabbos. Right, there's somebody showing him to say, the Ritva says, you obviously had a few seconds of Tosefa Shabbos, a few seconds afterwards, so why do you say Mixos Yom Kakulo? It's finished. We don't have to turn over the beds anymore. So the Ramban says that no, Mixos Yom Kakulo is only after you do some Nihugim of Avelus. It's not automatic. It's only certain Nihugim of Avelus. So that's why you have to turn over the beds. So ask the Ritva, his grand Talmud. He says, what do you mean? So just do 5 minutes. Do a different Niyug of Avelos. Take off your shoes. Do something. So the Ritva says, no. As we mentioned in the past, from the Rush, there's no Mixas Halayla Kakulo. There's no only Mixas Hayom Kakulo. Mixas Halayla Kakulo does not apply. You need some Din of the Yom. That applies to by Nida, by Zava, and also by Avelos. But again, the Ramban seems to not say that. The Ramban obviously doesn't hold that way. He has to give a different answer. But the Ritva here says that you don't say Mixas Halayla Kalila, and therefore Therefore, you have to turn over the beds. Below Od, he says, why? You're going to wait for Menachemim to come? He says, sometimes there will be Menachemim, sometimes there won't be Menachemim. So therefore, he just says, no, that's the answer, because you don't say, mixes a lilac a kulo. Tanu Rabbanon, last skinny line, Hakofe mitaso, lo mitaso bovadu kofe, el kol mitas sheish lo b'toch beisu kofe. You don't only turn over the other's bed, but all the beds in his house. Again, related to our issue, all the beds in his house. The Rashi here quotes a machlokes, the Rashi in Siman Ayin Ches, quotes a machlokes between the Raivin and the Ramban. Do you even turn over the guests' beds? Let's say you have guest rooms. Do you turn over the guests' beds? So the Raivin says, I think the Raivin says you do turn over even the guests' beds. Sorry, or maybe the other way. The other way, the Ramban says, I'm sorry, yes, to the Ramban. The Ramban says, kol mita sheish lo b'toch beis afilo kol shelach sanam b'mashma. The Ramban says, even the guest beds. The Ravid says, no. And the Rosh agrees with the Ravid. Wait, how can you say the guest? What do the guest beds have to do with it? So again, it's a din in the base of it, and therefore even the best guest beds might be included. Even if he has 10 beds in 10 different places, you're kofin all of them. Even if there are 5 brothers and one of them died, they're all kofin their beds. But if you have a bed that people don't sleep on, you just put kalim on there, in sorach leposa, that does not have to be turned over, because the Ramban says that's not called a bed. So what? We call it a bed. If you don't use it for sleeping, that is not called a bed. Dargash, continuing the brisa, dargash, certain type of bed, ain't sarach lechposo. You don't have to turn over a dargash. Elazokfa, what do? You just lean it up against the wall. You take the bed, you lean it up against the wall, you don't turn it over. We'll see what the dargash is in a minute. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, dargash matres kabita vunofa me'elav. A dargash, you just loosen the ties, it was somehow, picture a mattress with ties on the side that's holding it up to the frame. Loosen the ties, the bed falls down. So that's what you do with a dargash. You just loosen the loops, and it falls down. My dargash, what is this dargash bed that you don't have to turn over? Omar Ula Arsa de Gada. It's a bed of Gada. What's a bed of Gada? Rashi, third line, Mita Shemiyachnim Osa Lamazel Tov. It's a bed that you just have for good luck. Mazel Tov. The Amish Tamshib Baklum, you don't use it for anything. El Miyachta Mosal Lishros Mazel Tov Aleha. You have a bed that you don't use just to have good mazel. That's my good mazel bed. That's like Arsa de Gaza, that's a good mazel bed. Asks the Ron in Sanhedrin Daf Chaf, isn't this like Nichush? Isn't this like something that we're not supposed to be involved in? It's kind of like doing certain ideas for good mazel. We don't believe in the, we daven Tachon Hashparach, that's our good mazel. We have a bed there. So the Ron says, no, it's a different shot. Others explain Rashi. Rashi can be explained. You're not doing it to dafka to be benachish Hakadosh Baruch Hu. But the Ran there in Sanhedrin says Chas v'shalom motia kazos b'Yisrael devad de'asim shabdaki amori. See, he says no. It's a bed that you have as a siman of Ashirus. That you have a bed that's never used, that's made. So it's as if to say Hashem, we have so much. We even have a bed that we don't even use. The Siman of Ashirus, says the Chiddush Iran. And that's what it says. So it's just for us, basically, to have a reflection that Sameach Mechalkenu. That's what the Arsa de Gaza is. And that's what it means. It doesn't mean God good luck. It just means that it's used. He so doesn't want to say what Rashi says, and therefore, he gets a different shot. Either way, Arsa de Gaza is a bed that's not used by the people. Oh, I saw Reb Lezer Metz is quoted by some of the Achronim. Reb Lezer Metz was a Rishon. He was the Urayim, who says maybe it's similar to like we have a Kisei Shel Eliyahu by a Bris, right? So it's like the Malach that watches over us. We have a bed for the Malach that watches over us so he could have a place to stay. Like Eliyahu Navi has a chair to sit in at a Bris. Okay. Amar Le Rabba. So Rabba asks the Kasha on this Dargash. So the Gebraisa says that the Dargash is not turned over. So Rabba says, 1 minute. One minute, by a king, it says in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin that when the king is in the Avel, the whole Am sits on the ground and he sits on the Dargash. So Mika Midi Da'ada Inna Lo Zvine, the Hajjam was Svina Light. What? So a Dargash is never used except when the king's in Avel? What else do we have that is only used by Avelus? That only happens by Avelus? So Maskal Ravashi, my Kushi, what's the big deal? Yeah, we have other halachas like that. Midi dahavi achilu v'shesia, just like eating and drinking. That is no lo chline v'lo ashkine, hasho chline v'ashkine. Eating and drinking before, but when he's in Avel, he always ate from his own food, and afterwards he eats from other people. and other people give him to eat and drink. So it's not so unusual that something different happens b'shas avelus. So Eli Akash al Kashas. The Gemara says, you're right, that wasn't my problem. I'll show you what my problem was. Again, what the problem with the line in the Brisa that the Dargash does not have to be turned over. The Tanya Dargash in Zorch Lechbos El Azokfa. Because the Brisa has said that your Dargash, you have to lean up against the wall, but you don't turn it over. The Arsa Tagada, but if it's this bed that's not used, either for Rashi, it's used for Galak or the Ran, why don't you have to turn it over? Hakofa mitasu, because the Chatanya, the Brisa says, we had earlier, Hakofa mitasu, lo mitasu belvadu kofe, lo kom mitasu yeshab tofeso kofe. You turn over all the beds in the house, why don't you have to turn over this one? So Gemara again says, my kushi, what's the problem? Mita dahavi, a mita michadis lakalim. Just like a mita that's only used for kalim, Titania. It might say mita michadis lakalim, and it's rach lakposa. Just like a mita used for kalim doesn't have to be turned over, so to a dargush. So what's the problem? So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. This is my real problem with the Brisa. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Dargash Mata Karbita Vunofa Me'elov. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, by the Dargash, you just open the loops and let it fall down. V'isak adaylech arsa degada. And if it's arsa degada, if it's this bed that's just used for good luck, my Karbita Nislay. Those kinds of beds aren't made with loops. So what's Reb Shimon ben Gamliel talking about? So you can't say the Dargash is the arsa degada. So Gemara says, okay, let me give you a different shot of what Dargash is. Ki yasa rav in amr lehumi rabbanan, v'rav tachlifa bar ma'arav shmei, v'rav tachlifa said, that v'shchich b'shuga de gildai, he was commonly in the shuk of the gildais, my Dargash arsa de tzila, a Dargash is a leather type of bed. And that's what's being talked about by Rishon Gamliel, that it does not have to be turned over, or the Brisa, it just has to be leaned up against the wall. Itmar Nami, Amr of Yirmiya, another Brisa about a Dargash. Dargash, Sirugo Mitocho, Mita Sirugo Agaba. A Dargash has its stitching from the inside, so you can't see it from the outside. A bed is Siruga Agaba, a bed has its stitching on the outside. So I'll tell you, Halacha Lamaisa, when it's Kviyas Amita, what's a Dargash, what's a Mita, to know what to do. Amr of Yaakov Bar Acha, Amr of Shimon Levi, Halacha Kshubim Gamliel, Halacha Kshubim Gamliel, that you could just loosen the loops of this bed. Let's say you have a canopy bed. Canopy bed you can't turn over. So again, you can just lean it against the wall, vidayo, and that is enough. Remember what we had last week, that the whole point of Kfiyas Amita, we do this to the beds, is because there's less Tzelem Elokim in the house. And the bed is where the Tzelem Elokim was first created, and therefore we do an act with the bed as a recognition that there's less Tzelem Elokim in the house. So any bed where is what is, that is used to sleep on, has to be affected. Tana Rabbana and Yashin Agabi Kisi Agabi Udni Gedola Agabi Karka. Let's say an Avil does not turn over any of the beds in his house, but he sleeps in a chair. He sleeps on the ground. He sleeps on an Udni, which is like a mortar of a grinder. Lo Yatzi De Chavaso. He is not Yotzi his Chova. What Chova? Amar Reb Yochanan Shlo Kiyim Kfiyas Amita. That din of Kfiyas Amita, you aren't Makayim. Fine, you didn't sleep. You didn't sleep in the normal places, but you didn't fulfill Kfiyas Hamita. Tanu Rabbanon, Vayter, Mechabdin, Umarbitzin, Bebeis Avel. You're allowed to sweep and marbitzin. Marbitzin, we had all the way back on Masechah Shabbos. Sprinkle some water on dusty floors in order to keep the dust down. You're allowed to do that in the Beis Avel. One should, that's not an Isser of Rechitza, it's not an Isser of Malach in the Beis Avel. Again, it fits. What is this doing here? Beis Ha'avel. That's what this Amid is about. Umadichen karos exosos v'slochios v'kitonios. You're allowed to wash the dishes with Beis Ha'avel. Vein mavinas ha'mugmar v'sabasona Beis Ha'avel. But you don't bring the spices into a Beis Ha'avel, into a house of an Avel. You don't bring the spices. Inappropriate. Sweet-smelling spices. Eini v'hatani bar kapare ein mevarchin lo la'mugmar v'sabasona Beis Ha'avel. You don't make a bracha on spices in Beis Ha'avel. Which is mashma, you don't make the bracha on them, but you do bring them. So lokasha beis avel habeis menachemin. They say, no, there's a difference between the house where the avel is and the house where the menachemim go. The avel, some say, is where the niftar was or is. Habeis menachemim, and this is the base of the menachemim. So which is which? So the Ritva and the Rosh quote different opposite opinions. Some say, into the Beis HaMenachemim, you have to read the spices, because they're the Kavod HaChayim, they have to smell good. The Beis HaAvel, where the mace was, you don't need spices there, so nobody, the Menachemim aren't there. Or the opposite, where the mace was, that smells bad. So therefore, you have to bring it in. Mashiach, the Menachemim doesn't smell so bad, so therefore, you don't have to bring them, you don't have to bring it in. Interesting discussion in the Achronim, does an Avel make a brach on Besamim, on Motzi Shabbos, by Havdalah? Somebody sitting shiva, he makes havdalah. An avel, we're not talking about an onay, we're talking about an avel. So an avel make a bracha on besamim. So some achronim say no, based on this gemara, right? There's no bracha on the spices brought in. The Abu Dram says no. The prima gadim says that an avel during shiva does not get an neshama yaseira, because he's ba'atzvus, he's sad, and again, there's no chiyuv of sibcha, and therefore he does not get an neshama yaseira. Therefore he doesn't lose it, he doesn't need the besamim. The minhag ha'olam, though, is for an aval to be mevarech on besamim. That is the minhag ha'olam, for them to do it, even though there are these achronim that say not to. Is there a lachak kfiyas hamita nowadays? No, not by beds, except the mirrors are connected. They're covering the mirrors, but there's no actual kfiyas. The Shulchan Aruch already says there's no kfiyas hamita, there's no atifas arosh, even though the Shach says maybe a little hat, but that is the that's the halach. Mas nisa, next Mishnah. When we bring the food to the Beis HaAvel, when we bring food for them, the first meal, we don't bring it to them in fancy kelim, fancy baskets, fancy bowls, ela besalim, but in plain baskets. In plain baskets. Tosfos says that this first line should really be at the end of the Mishnah. It flows better connected to the previous Mishnayos, but this is where we have it. The Ein Omrim Birchas Avelim B'Moed, and we don't say Birchas Avelim, the special bracha that was said to the Avelim in the olden days. We don't say that on Cholam. It was not said on Cholam Moed. I will Om Dimeshura, but we stand in a row Umenachamin, and this Nichum Avelim done Upotur Nesarabim, and everybody goes home after that. But we don't say the special bracha of Birchas Avelim. So it says Menachamin here Nichum Avelim. There's Nichum Avelim on Yantif Cholam Moed. There's Nichum Avelim. So according to the Rishonim that say there is Avelus Betzina on Yantif, if it's a little better. If it's a little better. The Ramban and others who say there is some type of Avelus Betzina on Yantif, it just doesn't count towards the days of Shiva. If it's a little better, it's still somewhat of a problem. Because Menachemin is public. They're giving Nichum Avelum. So the Manhig, one of the less known Rishonim, the Manhig, where's my Manhig? The Manhig says it doesn't really mean Nichum Avelum. It just means you go there to make him feel good. The guy just lost his relative. It's not the halachic nichum avelim, but says the Manig on page Shin Sadik Vav, quoting Rav Haigon, Haidam Rabbanah Lanachim Avelim, Lulav Viado, right, it says the Gemara in Sukkah, also talks about nichum avelim on Yantif, Kach Shamanu, Hamil Savizvash Ames Niftar Biyantif, Shasidim Krov Ames Lenog Avelis, Ava Bishin Avelis Noig Bachag, Chaveira Bonetslo, Vyoshvinimo Liyashe Vizdaito, Umidamila Kamisha Balanachim Avelim. It doesn't really mean that, because there is no nichum avelim on Yantif. That is what the Manig says. But it says Menachemim. It says in the Gemara in Sukkah Mem Aleph, the Anshe Yerushalayim used to carry the Lulavim when they went to be Levakar Cholom Menachem Avelim, it uses it beferish. So we mentioned one time in the past, I think a couple of last week, the beautiful thought of Rav Zhulti. Rav Zhulti writes in Yeradei and Simon Lamed Zayin in Mishnas Yavetz that Nichum Avelim has two aspects. There's Kavod Achai and there's even Kavod Ames. And his Rai is from that Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, which says that if there's somebody who dies who has no relatives, then what happens? 10 people go there and pretend to have a shiva house. They sit there and other people come and are menachim them. What are you doing there? There's no relatives. The answer is no. It's also kavod ames to have nichum avelim done in that spot, not just kavod achai. So it says Rav Zhulti, and he quotes it that he quotes other rais to this to explain a Rambam. But it says Rav Zhulti, that's what you have on Yantif. You don't have the aspect of nichum avelim is kavod achayim, because the achayim are not avelim. But there is the aspect of kavod ames, and that's what menachim is literal. And one does not have to say like the manhig, that is just to make the person feel good. Okay, emenachman is a mita berachov shlo lahargel sahesbid. Also on Chol HaMoed, we don't put the coffin in the street to have people say a lot of hespedim, because we minimize them on Chol HaMoed. But lo shal nashim la'olam ebnei akavod. We never put women's coffins in the olden days in the street ebnei akavod, as we'll see in the Gemara a little more what that means. Rashi already here alludes to it. Shoshofo ziva might be embarrassing for a woman. Tana Rabbana. But he's shown us that we have a number of halachos, what used to be originally and what was changed. Number one, for Rishonai Malikha Bisavala Shirim Klasa Jokesav Jozav and Yimbasali Nisarim, Shala Rava Klufa. Originally, food used to be brought to rich, to base ovels involving rich people in fancy kalim and aniyim in very, willow baskets. The aniyim is baishim, and the poor people were embarrassed because they didn't get the fancy kalim. Who were the poor people? The Avelim or the Menachemim? So the Ran is 2 days here. maybe the Avelim were the ones that they didn't bring the rich Kalim to, or others say, no, it was the Menachem that were in charge of bringing the Kalim. They were the poor, and they felt bad because they couldn't bring. So the Ran has both days. Let's go with the one that says that the Avelim were embarrassed because they weren't brought fancy food in fancy Kalim. So his kino, the takana was, yakoma vien, betali nisarim, shalarava klufa, mibik vodin shalaniyim. So the takana was, you always bring in the simple kalim so nobody's embarrassed. Number two, tana rabbanan, borishona yimashkin beis avil, ashim bischukas lavana, vienim bischukas savua. It used to be that in the avil's houses, the rich got clear glasses and the poor got colored glasses. Again, they were embarrassed. Again, they made a takana that everybody gets the same kind of glasses. Else covered for the poor. Number three, Maglin Magalin Pnei Ashirim Umachasin Pnei Aniyim. They used to reveal the faces of the rich, and cover the faces of the poor, of the niftarim. Mipnei Shahayu Mishkarin Pneihem Mipnei Batsoris. They used to cover the poor because they were dark from starvation, from ill health. And the Aniyim again were embarrassed because, look, this I'm covered. They covered everybody. Why would they have it open? It sounds like a wake. Why would they have the faces open? So the Chiddush Aran here says, again, obviously this was at a time when they had different minhagim. So the Chiddush Aran here says they used to reveal it in order to awaken people to cry more. Omrim, ra'u ploni kama hayu pon of yafos. Look at this beautiful person. Vishmenos, fat, healthy. Fat in a good way. V'hach shufra bala ba'ara, v'techlenu atolas. Like the Gemara says, what a shining person that was taken away from us. That's what they used to keep him revealed. Again, that it's not the minhag today. That's just quoted. That was the minhag at one point to have the, I don't know exactly when. It doesn't mean that they had a, it doesn't say that they everybody passed by. Chas v'shalom, that's not what it says. It says that they, maybe at the time of the Hespedim, it was revealed in order to, we did a lot of things at the time of Hespedim, in order to awaken people's emotion. But then they changed it. Number four, they used to take the rich out in dargashes, which were fancy of fancy coffins. Va'aniyim v'klicha, and aniyim's poor with just regular beds. Va'aniyim is baishin, again the poor were embarrassed. Hishkinish yakom osiyim v'klicha, but ikavodish al aniyim. And they say, they made a takana that everybody goes out in this lower quality type of coffin, so that nobody's embarrassed. Barishona next, they used to put sweet smelling spices under those who passed away that had intestinal problems because they smelled. So that's why they used to do that. The people who were alive who had intestinal problems were embarrassed. That's what's going to happen to me. I'm going to have spices on this. Everybody's going to know I have these intestinal problems. So that's embarrassing. So it's kiddush yiminicha tachas akol, they made a takana, we put the sweet smelling spices under everybody, mibnei kvodin shel choli me'ayim chayim, so that nobody's embarrassed. Next, varishona, hayimat bilan esakelam agabi nidus mesos. Originally they used to be tovel all the clothing of the nidus. The nidus that used to die when they were nidus, so all their clothing was tamei. They used to tovel them afterwards. But nidus chayis v'spaishos, and all the nidus were embarrassed. What do you mean? That's embarrassing. Nobody should know who was a nida, who wasn't a nida when at the moment that they died. They used to be tovel all the clothing of all the women, so nobody would be embarrassed. Again, in halacha, not for now. We try to do our utmost to keep private what time of the month it is for between a husband and a wife. And halacha takes it into account. Again, there's halachas of harchakas. Generally, we don't push off harchakas because somebody might find out. But besides the halacha, everything else we try to keep as private as possible. But we showed him as bilan al gabi zav and mesim. Originally, similar halacha, there used to be tovel. The Zavim that died when they were Zavim or Zavos, again, they were embarrassed because everybody would know who's a Zav and a Zava, meaning who had this who was in the state of Tumah when they died and who wasn't. They used to be Tovel everybody. Next, it used to be, still is, that the expenses that were incurred by a funeral were tremendous. And that it was harder for the relatives, that the funeral itself was even harder. They didn't have enough money to do it. It would make them bankrupt. They used to leave their mace. They used to leave it. They couldn't do it. They used to leave the mace. Acha Yukrova Manichano so Ubarka needs to run away. Let everybody else take care of it. Acha Bora Gamliel, until Gamliel came, Vino Kalas Rosh Baasmo, and was no Kalas Rosh about himself, meaning he said in Sava to do what? Vyatab Klei Pishtan. Take me out in a simple clay pishtan in shrouds that were just made of plain pishtan flax. Vinagwa Machrav Lazit Baklei Pishtan. That's what everybody did. Everybody was knowing after that just to use clay pishtan, and therefore everybody used the same thing, and nobody had to spend so much. Amra Papa Vaidanog Alma, and nowadays today, also says our Papa, we use Afilu Bitsarda Bar Zuza. Even just a little canvas, shrouds, tachrichin, that's just where the zuz. Again, this is, the Chever Kaddishas have different various minhagim about what they do in terms of what they wrap in. There's a minhagim of what tachrichin is. Just to read one line that really puts everything into perspective of the job of the Chever Kaddisha and what they do, the Chachmas Adam writes in the, in Hilchos Avelus, he writes, they prepare with the Admis Kavod, and they don't talk, and they prepare, the mace as if he's getting ready for Shabbos, L'menucha, B'tarek, Moshe Yeruga, L'elech, L'Shabbos, L'Bezak Neses, V'ha'malbishim es ha'mace, those who dress the mace, Yechavnu should have the following kavana, Shekeshem shehem malbishim ha'guf, Kach teslabesh nishmaso, B'levushim ruchaniyim b'gan Eden. Just like they're putting on the physical clothing, so too the mace is being clothed with the spiritual light, the spiritual garb, as he goes to Gan Eden. And therefore there's a lot of symbolism, the Achorim talk about with Pishtan. Why Pishtan? But again, that is the minhag of, says the Gemara, and there are various minhagim today, what different Chevrei Kaddisha should do. We don't put the Aron in the street on Chol HaMoed, because we want to minimize Hespedim. Omra, Papa, in Moed, Befei Tamil Chacham. When it comes to Tamil Chacham, Chol HaMoed is pushed off, meaning regular Hespedim. Kol Shekin Chanuk Purim. Surely, a Chanuk and Purim, which is less than Chol HaMoed, it's only Drabanan, so therefore, also, it's pushed aside. V'hanimili Befanav, this is only if the Niftar is there, if the Tamil Chacham is there. Avashlo Befanav Lo, but if he's not there, then we don't push off Chol HaMoed. 80, is this really true? For if Kahana Satil or Zvid mina Harda, but if Kahana gave a Hesped for a Zvid, from Narada, but from Nara, in a different place. So Amar Papi, Yom Shmua Haya, Haviyu Kepanav Dami. No, that was the day that he heard about it. So it was as if he was Bafanav. The emotion was still there, so he was allowed to give a Hesped then. Yeah, generally, even Bizmanazeh, Hespedim are minimized on Chol HaMoed, even for a Talmud Chacham, minimized. Yeah. Omar Ula, Hesped Alev. The verb Hesped is talking about on the heart. We bang on the heart as we give a hesped. Dechsiv al shadayim sofdim. On the chest, we hit on the chest. Tipuach, the verb tipuach biyad, is hitting with the hand. Kilus beregel. Kilus is hitting, banging with the feet. Tana rabbanan, amakalis leikalis besandol, el v'minol b'nei asakana. One should be careful when somebody beats their feet in mourning. One shouldn't do it with a sandal because it has sharp bottom and you might turn over and it might hurt you, but only with a minol without a sharp bottom. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Avel Kivin Shini Anei Arosho, Shomei Menachemim Shon Leishev Etzlo. And Avel, once he shakes his head, the Menachemim should leave. They shouldn't be there. The Ritva says there's an Isra She'el HaShalom. So an Avel can't say hello, can't say goodbye. So right when he motions with his head, the Menachemim are not supposed to sit next to him. What does this mean? So the Meiri says, Adavar Nachon, the Riri says that Menachemim, whenever we go to a Shiva house, we have to realize when we're being comforts and when we're being burdens. We have to know exactly whether the Avelim want us there then. They can't really tell us. That's exactly what this line is teaching me. Mitachsise ha-Menachemim. It's the Menachemim should know, shalo lahachbidisa Avel ba'arichos yeshiva. We're not supposed to stay there for hours if they don't want us there. Right, I'm here. No, we're not supposed to say. We're supposed to be there for them. If we see that they're exhausted, if we see that they're hungry, so we go there for a little bit. Says the Miri, we have to know. Going to be a shiva call, we have to use our head. We have to make sure that the Avelim really want us there. That's what's taught from this line. That once he moves his head, he motions to us, then it's time for us to leave. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hakol Chayvan Lava Bnei Nasi, Chus Me'avav V'Chola. If a nasi walks by, you always have to stand up. Except for an aval and a chola. An aval and a chola don't have to stand up. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lakol Omer Mlahem, Shvu, Chutz Mi'Avel V'Chola. Well known, you're not supposed to tell an Avel to sit down. Because that's if you're saying, you know, sit in your Avelus. Or to a Chola. Not supposed to tell an Avel or a Chola to sit. Everybody else you can tell them to sit. But not an Avel or a Chola. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Avel Yom Rishon, Asur Lechol Lechem Yishalo. An Avel on the first day is not allowed to eat bread of his own. Right, the first day. Tosfos said earlier, he says it again here. This means the whole, it says, Lechem Yishalo, Avel Yom Rishon. That's what he says, the all day. The Rosh says, no, it just means the first meal. Other Rishonim. Don't take this so seriously. But it means you can't eat bread the first day. As it says by Yecheskel, Yecheskel, he told, don't eat other people's bread. Mash for that, other people, have to eat other people's bread. The Aruch HaShulchan says maybe this only applies by bread, not by like other foods. Dafka by bread, and the minhag of Klal Yisrael is to bring bread and eggs. That's the first meal that's eaten in the Suz Avra, bread and eggs. There is a Mesh Chachma at the end of Vayechi. The end of Vayechi is where the Mesh Chachma just talks about a lot of Hilchos Avelos. After Yaakov Avinu died, that's where it's not about the Parsha at all. It just throws in a lot of his Chidushim on Mori Katan. So he talked, why? So what's the idea here of eating somebody else's bread? So he says in the Kabbalistic Svarim, life is called Nahama de Kisufa. Bread, the embarrassed bread. What does that mean? That our life is basically a present to us. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us life. We don't have any merits when we're born. It's bread of, we're embarrassed that we got it because we got it for free. All of life is considered nama de kisufa. So says the Meshech Chachma, after a person dies, one might think, what was life? What was life worth? What's the point of it? Why do we have it? He's very upset. So we give him bread from somebody else. To do what? To symbolize that life. At the beginning, you're put in this world because you have to earn it. Because you don't earn it at the beginning, it's like free bread at the beginning of one's life. But then all of life you spend earning it. So at the end of a person's life, after somebody's an avel, and he might have thought that what was it all for? So we give him bread of somebody else. We give him free bread. So remember, this is what he was like at the beginning of life. That's why he had to come to earn it. And now he's going back to his creator. Now that he earned it, he's going back. But that's the symbolism of the free bread that we get, the Nama de Kisufa. That's the Mesh HaChachma right before Perek Nun Pasach Chavdala. Mesh HaChachma in Parshas Vayechi. One more line. Rabbi and Yosef, when they were each avelim, they used to switch meals with each other in order to give each other the bread. Rav Yudam Arav says, when there's a nifter in the city, the whole city has to stop doing work. Rav Hamnuna Iklal Drumisa, when he came to Drumisa, Shama Kol Shibur the Shichli, he heard the shofar that somebody had died. Chazad the Hanach Inshi, the Ka'avdi Avitsa. And he saw people still doing work. Amalu lehevi hanach in shibishanta. What's going on here? What's everybody still doing work for? Everybody should be excommunicated. Lo shich v'ikam amasa. Isn't there somebody who was niftar? Amru lechabursa ikam amasa. They say, 1 second, this is a chaver kadisha. What are you getting so excited? There's a group of people that take care of the niftarim. Amalu iachi shar yadhu. Oh, okay. I didn't realize it. I didn't realize that there was a chaver kadisha. It's amazing that they say, what was he doing? What, he didn't look into the case before he put them in? You put in people in chayrim so quickly? That's a little tzarech iyun. V'yamar Rav Yehuda Marav, two more words. Kol miskashal meisa yosim idai al meis ach. Actually, you know what? This is news, and we're running out of time, so we'll stop here. By Yamar Rav Yehuda Marav, Mike will take over tomorrow. And Sunday's daf is extremely short, so even if we're a little behind, it is okay. We'll announce on Motzi Shabbos what time Sunday's daf is going to be. We're not sure yet because it's see where Michael gets up. Okay, have a good Shabbos and a good Moed. There's a great Radvaz for tomorrow. There's a Radvaz.